In the hushedic of a forgotten Midwest town called Crocht, life had long since rotted from the inside out. Rusted gas stations, dust caked storefronts, decapitated scarecrows flailing in the wind. Everything whispered thesame message, stay away. But I recalled a did an apostrophe'd listen. Henover did. A war hardened survivalist, with or silver streak in his dreadlocks and burnt scars trailing down his left cheek. He had no rule, don't get attached. Their world was our graveyard now, and Hugh Sitzel and Undertaker, until her met Ember. Show Ace Newled at Dan 12. Hiding in there remains off an overturned school bus, clutching a stitched up teddy bear like it could protect the from the dead. One eye was milky white, an infection shoulder apostrophe vedied from. But somehow, show was still breathing. The first time she spoke, she skid him, are a ghost? He said, no. But if breeder nor to know how to become one. He did an apostrophe'd plant a stay. Just batch hair up, drop hair at an outpost, and vanish into the world again. But something about the strangest illness. The knowing silence. It anchored him. It started with whispers. One night, while Ember slept in the hollow of an old silo, Ira heard voices. Not moaning. Not groaning. Talking. Greater than where is it? Greater than I can smell it on him. Greater than his voice is still warm. He peered through crackhead metals lit in the silo door and saw them, six figures in tattered funeral black, skin slowing off in wet sheets, standing perfectly upright in the moonlight. Anthony, one turned his head 180 degrees. Bones cracking like wet branches. It stared directly at him and said, greater than you shouldn't have brother here, I recalled her. Greater than she belongs to snow. He slammed the door. Shoved broken furniture against it. His heart pounded like he hadn't since Baghdad. Ember sat up slowly. You heard them? She asked, voice too calm. He nodded, breathless. There, talking. She looked at him. They always shaved. You just weren't listening.